until you get regenerated to a different place where your success is not measured by your bank accounts.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Risco. This message was recorded on September 3rd, 2025, and is titled Righteousness. Grab your Bible, turn to the book of Romans, and let's join Steve and the message.
Not measured by your anchor or your acreage. It's not measured by your head count. It's not measured by what kind of truck you drive or trailer you pull or what it, all this stuff. But it's measured by the peace and the joy and the purpose and the fruitfulness that comes out of a man's life. You see, greed won't get me there. Alcohol won't get me there. No. Obedience to God will get me there. He knows me better than I know myself. How many of y'all ever heard that? You know, I had to get to know Jesus before I could get to know me. The me that was created by my habits, hobbies, and upbringing, that wasn't the real me. That was a man-made me that evolved out of a mess. The real me in here that, you know, it says God is in every man. There's something that comes from him, and there was a part in here that God knew about that I couldn't find on my own. And when I turned myself over to him, he began to like turn my socks inside out a little bit and rearrange my life and work on some stuff. And here in a minute, what used to be important is not important anymore. And my dreams are getting attainable. My life's actually getting worth living. The merry-go-round straightened out. We're going somewhere now. We're not just going round and round. We're going somewhere. I don't know if that's righteousness or not. But I know I was getting to the right place with God. You see, my original mentality about righteousness, according to man, was unattainable. Yeah, I've been caught working on a Sunday. So what happens when your righteousness is unattainable? Where's your confidence go? Huh? When does the devil start creeping up in your ear and telling you how you failed? How you're not worthy. You're not capable. You're undeserving. How long does it take before that list of errors begins to scroll over and over and over through your mind till pretty soon you're totally ineffective? That's why you need to settle this between you and God. Settle this between you and God and God's Word. Let me tell you something. I don't need a guy who's been to school preaching this gospel for a career move, who's never had to collect a hot check on a Sunday, to tell me how to be right with God. Because that guy don't know squat about me. You may know what people have told you about God, but you don't know nothing about me. You know who knows a lot about me? God knows a lot about me. So how about me and him? How about me and him? How about God telling you you're not okay, instead of sitting around a herd of cheerleaders every day patting you on, saying, good job, be back next week? Oh, you're a faithful giver, Dusty, you're fine. Come on, this righteousness thing is very confusing for humans. That's why you better make it personal. And that's going to take time with the Lord. And it's going to take a lot of effort. You're going to have to become a slave to God. Or you'll remain a slave to something else. I wrote down a little stuff about being a slave is being owned. You know, my teaching and the way I present things, my passion sometimes for our country and what I believe is right and some of the things that we do and then what's wrong and some of the things we do, but will sometimes cost us a few customers. How many of y'all would know that some of my verbiage over the years has cost us a few customers? It's not that I don't care. We don't lock the door behind them. You're welcome to come back. But let me tell you something. You all know this. I don't work for you. I don't work for you. And I'm not owned. I don't have a job. I don't need your money. I don't even need your attendance. I'm just here doing what I know the Lord's called me to do. You can get in on it, get out of it, take what you get, do something with it, leave it behind, get take an offense to something less than them offenses. That's fine, dandy. You won't be offended? Good. It's on you. It ain't on me. I didn't offend anybody. You just chose to be offended. That's how that works. That's the truth. But you know what? There's so much freedom with this microphone. And I'm going to tell you something. If you're owned by an organization that won't let you tell the truth, you should shut your doors. Shut your mouth. Shut up. Because it's only the truth that sets the captives free. And those who are enslaved need to hear the truth, the real truth. If you're not free to tell the truth, then you're not free. And neither will your people. They won't be free either. That's just how that is. And so, you know, when people question me from time to time, well, they don't really do it much anymore. Those kind of people kind of leave me alone anymore. But are you in a full-time or bivocational? Nope. Full-time Christian, full-time vocational. I've been making a small living for a large family for a long time. I'm full vocational. And I've been a Christian for 30 years, and it's been 24/7 the whole time. So I'm full-time Christian. Do you know that in the Bible there's never been written full-time and part-time? It's not in the Bible. It's wholehearted. Wholehearted. That's what that's all about. But when they question me on that stuff, I said, I have one advantage. I'm free. I'm not owned. I'm free. What controls us? Go down these short lists. Fear is the first one. How many of us are ruled by fear? How many of our decisions are made out of fear? Doubt. How many of us are plagued with doubt? Self-worth. Our past. Man, how many people have you heard dictate their life by their past? Your past is part of your present, but it don't have to do diddly squat about your future. Decide today what you're going to do. Decide today where you're headed. My tomorrow's not ruled by my today. I mean, I know people that I've been friends with for a long time. You are guaranteed if they stay awake long enough, they're going to be in a bad mood before the day's over. The only hope is to go to sleep at noon. just can't help it. They're just going to be in a bad mood. Going to find something wrong, something blah. And most of the time, they'll take that baggage and leave that bag open so they can do it again tomorrow. Why would you let your emotions be ruled by every circumstance that comes down the pike? Rule your emotions. Don't let them rule you. Situations. Situations come and go. Be at peace. Trust God. Survive the situations. I don't get it right all the time, and I've been doing a lot better. A buddy of mine come by and seen me here a while back, and we were sitting around there, and he's talking about peace, and he defined peace. He said it's living undisturbed. I've been trying to live undisturbed. Now, every now and then, somebody will twist my knob just enough that I get a little disturbed. But doing good. Lauren, at the horse sale, I did really good. I didn't have one undisturbed time. Even when my feet hurt, I lived undisturbed. I went and put on my tennis shoes. Living undisturbed. Do you know that's a life choice? You don't have to let every ripple of water comes down the stream to turn your boat over. Not every time. Don't be owned by situations. Don't be owned by greed. Don't be owned by religion, where another man is telling you how to be a Christian. Why wouldn't you just be born again and be a Christian? Why somebody else got to tell you how to be a Christian? Nah, most of the time they don't want you to look like Jesus. They want you to look like them. Don't let my unbelief. Believe God, and it'll be accredited to you. Ruled by time. How many of us ruled by the clock? Here's one. Ruled by the phone. Let me tell you about this puppy right here. This thing has become absolutely necessary for high quality horse sales. This little gizmo right here is really, really be hard to be successful in my business without this little gizmo right here. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I own this sucker. It don't own me. So if you call me someday and you get my voicemail, it's either because I'm busier or the other, and I just don't want to answer it. And believe me, it could be one or the other. I may be in deep meditation on my tractor thinking about going to a roping somewhere, and I just don't want to talk to you right at the moment. Or maybe you've become a time deficit. Nobody in this room, but anybody watching outside this building, if you become a time deficit, I may recognize your number, and I don't answer my phone. This phone does not own me. It's a tool. It's a tool. And that's it. I own it. It has never paid for one thing that I do, but I pay for it every month. I'm the owner. That'd probably be a good lesson to be handed down to our children. What about our friends, acquaintances? How many of them can rule your day? Get where they own you. Come on, it happens. Family, what about family? Yeah. Do you know what I tell young people that I help getting married? One thing I want you to know immediately is after you say I do and I let you shake hands with each other and you go on a field trip someplace for a day or two, when you come home, you're going to have a kitchen table and it's yours. You're in charge of what comes in. You're in charge of what goes out. If your mama's been wearing your pants since the day you were born, go home and tell her to give you your pants back. And you'll call her when you need her. Don't be owned. Don't be owned. Find out how to take responsibility for yourself. Enlist all the help you can enlist. Don't be ruled by it. Your work. There's a good one. We got to go to work. Unless you got a job like mine, then you get to. I don't got it, I get it. You know that saying that says if you do something you love, you'll never work a day in your life? They were right. But how many of us have let work rule us to the place that it cost us something precious? I tell these young guys in the auction business, because you can make a lot of money if you do it right. I tell them all the time, these young guys coming up, if you'll chase the money, you'll be certain to lose the things that money can't buy. Don't do that. Don't be ruled by it. The nice way to not be ruled by your work is to know that your work is part of your ministry. Where your work actually becomes fruitful, joyful, peaceful. You know what's really cool? Is when your family enjoys how much you love your work. When people around you want to be part of your work. Yeah, it's not work. It's just our life. This is our life. Yeah, now a lot of good comes out of it. Here's a good one. Your ministry. You see, that word ministry is kind of a dangerous word. The only ministry God ever really called us to was to go to Jerusalem, wait till the power come upon you. Then you will be my witness, which means my mirror reflection in Judea, Jerusalem, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. What happened all of a sudden that I get born again and I got to have a ministry? I was having a little visit today, but it's all good. But there are a lot of these really neat places around where ministers go to reboot. Because they've tapped out. Why? Why'd you tap out? It's your job. I don't get to just tap out at work because I'm tired or I've had too much. Or the only reason I think a minister might tap out is because you've tried to be Jesus for him. He said, "My ways are not burdensome. My yoke is light." So why are you tapping out? Why you got to reboot? I don't know what's so different for your life than it is mine. I'd get up this morning and do a little coffee with the colonel and head over to the cow sale. Every hour that I had off from auctioneering, we worked full steam ahead on a horse sale coming up in November. We worked the entire time that I was doing that. When I got home, I did my chores. I cleaned my own stalls and I got ready to go. I sat down and did a little study in preparation for tonight. I've had some real good visits with some new friends of mine tonight, some different things. We've been fairly busy. We're going to get up in the morning. We got to crack out at daylight. We got a lot going on tomorrow. We've got meetings with people at noon. I got people coming to the house tomorrow afternoon. Then Friday, I got to get up and head over to East Texas. I got a horse sale over there Saturday. We'll work all day Saturday. Come back home on Sunday, and then we'll get ready to do something else on Monday. I've been doing this for 45 years. Forgive me, I don't feel like tapping out. But my ministry does not rule my life. It did for a little while. And remember when y'all spit the bits up on y'all? Told you never again would this place get between me and my family. Never again will my daughters ever feel short-sheeted because I'm the preacher. No. I'm no different than y'all. I don't work for y'all, so I don't even have to come on Wednesday night. You don't. Yeah. Well, you and me are getting the same. So I may not. I promise you one thing. Any given Wednesday night, if my wife tells me I need to stay home because things ain't right, or one of my daughters, one of my kids, one of my son-in-laws, one of my grandsons, one of my neighbors got something going on that's important, and I need to be there. I may just need to be somewhere to watch my grandson's team rope on a Wednesday night. Guess what? I'm going. Y'all will figure it out. If what I do here on Wednesday night was so darn important, we'd all be doing a lot better than we're doing. What I'm telling you today is I'm not going to be owned by it. No, I'm going to be owned by God, the Holy Ghost. And I'll be wherever my peace comes from. And guess what? If I'm not here on a Wednesday night, it's got nothing to do with my righteousness. If I sat home in my recliner on a Wednesday night while y'all gathered up here, it has nothing to do with my righteousness. That is hard for religious people to get. That's because you're a slave to your religion. We're hitting some really good points tonight. I'm not going to get near as far in this as I thought I might. You a slave to your doctrine? It's hard to come out of too, ain't it? You know, the yeast of doctrine will spoil the whole batch. Yeah. How do we do this? And I'm going to wind it up right here. That's as far as I'm going to get tonight, them couple verses. But it'll be enough. It'll be enough. How do you do this? By living. By living your life to the glory of God. The glory of God is not just in your praise. It's not just in your lips. The glory of God is revealed in your life. The answered prayers, the direction in your life, the things that have come out of your obedience, all to the glory of God because you've trusted God. It's that simple. You want to be right with God? Trust God. Trust His word. Then live your life. This book right here, when unified, when it comes in sync with the Holy Ghost and takes over our minds and our carnal bodies, we begin to move and have our being just as God said. And we live our lives. We're not all going to be preachers. We're not all going to be deacons. We're not all going to be sound men. We're not all going to get on the stage and do. We're not all going to be preachers. Well, some may never even hang out in one of these buildings. Some of us are going to walk around to the glory of God while we're fixing somebody's leaky faucet. Or mowing a yard. Putting shingles on a house. Visiting milk cows all day. Maybe just sitting in a sale barn. Lewis, let me tell you something about Lewis today. He came over to Clovis and he sat up there and I watched him and he started out. He sat up there and the first amazing thing was he sat on the top row and I knew who he was. Now, he's only 9 foot tall and the only guy in there that tall, but I knew who he was. Didn't bid on a calf. Didn't buy anything but a cheeseburger. I watched him all day. The glory of God was on him all day. Stuck out like a sore thumb around there. I don't know if anybody else saw it too or not. Maybe nobody else had eyes for it. I don't know the answer to that. But Do you know you can live to the glory of God sitting still in a sale barn? It's all about just living with Him, trusting Him, living in His presence. That's it. You know, if there's a team roping going on and I'm not there, I'll always know that God is present if He is. You see, His life has designated Him a spot that a lot of religious people would count as unrighteousness, because on a Sunday morning, He'll be telling somebody about Jesus at a team roping. Do you know what's scary about how many of y'all have ever went home on a Sunday at noon with your preacher when he wasn't planning on it? You know, people are different if they're planning on it. But just catch them necking on a Sunday afternoon. Well, I dare every one of them. Get up that morning, talk to all your buddies about what you know about Jesus. Then put your cold hard-earned money up and go out there and win and lose, have victories, have defeats, make mistakes. Do it all right in front of all of them that you just got through talking to. Just get naked in front of all of them. And then do it 20 weeks out of the year. Now you'll find out who's who. You see, being faithful enough to do that on a Sunday, I would assume, I don't have the authority, but I would assume that that would be accredited to you as righteousness because you believed God to heal your body. You believed God to furnish you the finances through your work. You believed God. I've watched all of this, so I know what I'm talking about. Believed God for the right horse. Believed God for good partners and relationships. And more than anything, believed God for the opportunity. That I know. That's how you do this. It's not written in a book at Mardell. Because it's your book and nobody else can write it. Now go live it. Go live it. Be a slave to God and not a slave to everything else. That's all I got tonight. I think that's plenty. Don't y'all? I want to pray for you tonight. And once again, I just feel like every head up, every eye open. Is anybody would like me to pray to God on your behalf tonight for a fresh jump start? That you actually be free, free from your lifestyle, free from whatever's got you bound up, but you'd like to be free to live. If there's anybody like that, raise your hand up right now and I'm going to pray for you. There's hands are going up everywhere. God sees them, and we're not taking a head count and we're not sending out a letter. But I'm going to pray for each one of you that just wants to be free and not be a slave anymore, and free to live and live your life to the full. So tonight, Jesus, as I look with my head up, my eyes open, I can see, Jesus, thanks to you. I can see that there are men and women in this room tonight. There's men and women outside this building watching on that camera that have been trapped up. Trapped up by a lot of different stuff. Some of the stuff we talked about tonight been trapped up, Jesus. Ain't nobody knows it better than you. Tonight, Lord, let the truth free. Let the truth set them free. It is the truth that'll set them free. You, Jesus, are the way, the truth, and the life. Let them find life through truth. By the power of the Holy Spirit of the living God. Lord, just erupt in them today. Bring a new thing. Let that new wine rip through that old wineskin. Let it burst inside of them today. That they hear your voice, the Spirit inside crying out, Abba, Father, that you begin to work in unison, begin to enjoy each other's company. You begin to believe. You begin to hear and believe and obey and do all the things that God is leading you as the Good Shepherd. Lord, show them these things. Make your presence known. Cast out every form of darkness. We bind every spirit of the abyss. We bind these things. We loose by simply believing and verbalizing God in front of you, Almighty, loosening the Holy Spirit to heal, to set free, to bring life. The Lord said, I have given you a future and a hope. Now live as my children and do it to my glory, thus saith the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, that was fun. Thank you all for being here tonight. Come back next week. If you can't come back, you got friends. Listen, if you think some of this has been getting pretty darn good here lately, tell them to tune in. Honest, truly. You don't have to be here. I get it. It's not about your presence. It's about receiving the word and then making it yours and doing something with it. So encourage the people around you. We're not going to ask them for anything. We don't need anything. You're the most generous people on the planet, so we don't have to worry about that part. But we just want the word to help God's people, okay? That's it. Y'all have a great weekend. If you need something, I'll be around. Love y'all.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.